Hi, I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm a Microsoft Dynamics ISVR Architect Evangelist, and I'm here today in sunny Mountain View, California, at the Microsoft campus, and here today with David Yak. David, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is David Yak. I'm with Colorado Technology Consultants. We're a consulting firm based out of Colorado Springs, Colorado.
And you're an MVP, so for those who don't know, can you just explain briefly what MVP is?
Sure. MVP is a word Microsoft gives for people that work with community. It comes in a variety of forms. Some of it's onto the news forums, some of it's in user groups, some of it's doing publishing of books and things like that, or some combination of all those things.
So you're an MVP for, was it for Silverlight?
MVP for Silverlight.
Okay. Now, just before we move on, let's just talk quickly. You've got a couple of books out there. You've got a book on XRM.
Yeah, we have we have two books that are currently out. That the XRM book is from 2008 with CRM 4. We're currently working on revving that for CRM 2011, so you'll see that come out later in the year. We also have a Silverlight book that's out on Silverlight
4. That was the building line of business applications for Silverlight.
Well, it's really a jumpstart book. It's geared for people that are trying to understand Silverlight, get up to speed quickly. It's kind of it's not going to tell you a 600-page view of it. It's going to give you a couple hundred pages of quick start getting to...
Just enough stuff to get you into it.
Getting you started with it. And what we're doing is we're actually taking that, we're adding about 125, 150 pages of CRM-specific content that you're not finding anywhere, and basically going to have it as a CRM Silverlight book, because CRM 2011 now has first-class support for Silverlight in it, so you can use that to extend the UI in CRM. So we want to kind of tailor to that audience that wants to be able to build those things out. And so that'll come out first, and our other XRM book will come out following that for more broader developer things.
So what I'll do is I'll actually link to both books, the ones that are out there currently as part of the video. So you're here today for, this is the end of day one of a three-day Dynamics CRM 2011 developer training event. How's it going?
I think it's going well. We've got a full room. We've got
50 people.
We've got 50 virtual machines in the cloud that they're running up against. They're banging away going through the labs.
Thanks to the efforts of Gresh Raja back at Core.
Yeah, he did a phenomenal job. We had a full day today. I think I got really good feedback from people. Tomorrow we start with more deeper programming stuff. Today was a lot of ground solutions. People are finding solutions really powerful.
Yeah, it was sort of funny because a few of the ISVs came up and said, wow, that was a lot of content. I said, this is just day one. We've got day two and three to go.
Yeah.
So what are they going to be learning on days two and three now?
Days two and three, we dive a lot deeper into programmability. So we'll be starting to talk about WCF, the link provider. So link provider gives kind of that, ways to easily compose queries without having to do complex, query expressions and things like that.
And then on top of that, we've got, you've also been doing some work with Phone 7.
Yeah, we've been doing things with Windows Phone 7 as well. And we've actually, interestingly, been doing a lot of stuff with CRM, of course, with that. And some people kind of say, well, what are you doing with that? And so one of the apps we're building out is a travel-oriented app. Okay. If you go, you don't travel at all, do you?
No, not at all.
So, if you travel, hopefully go to Maui and you want to figure out what to do. So ultimately, the back end of all this is CRM, where we're tracking, all the activities you can do and ultimately tracking the trips that you plan in there. But we're using Windows Azure in the middle to kind of provide that scale out, the caching tier, because hopefully we want to have 10,000 people go, basically take advantage of this.
Yep.
And the idea is that, I think you're going to see many different experiences, and phone opens up that mobile experience with a familiar development style. So just like I can use Silverlight to extend CRM, I can use Silverlight on the phone, I can use Azure to basically in the middle to be able to provide that scale out. So it gives a lot of these building blocks we need to build these applications. And I think you'll see people building phone applications as one way to reach their customers. Mm-hmm. Portals and other things like that provide additional channels to be able to do that.
So do you think things like the panoramic view, the panoramic controls on Phone 7 is going to enable things like maybe like executive dashboard type applications?
Yeah, I think over time you'll see a number of those things come together. Some of them will be, I think you have different types of mobile applications, right? You have some that are role tailored, some that are just more generic. And you're certainly seeing in CRM where there's some concepts of the generic ones, but I think you'll see a lot over time of things that are role tailored, and those could be for people internal or external. External now is very attractive because people are trying to reach out, and how do we keep in touch with all the people, whether they use our product or whether we offer something. It's a great way to extend out to that, and you can provide a very tailored experience. And CRM gives you the tools in the background. For example, we wanted to report on what our adoption was on the application, so we were able to use the charts and dashboards to quickly put something together without doing any custom code. On the other hand, phone supports push notification, right? So you can push tiles out, and wouldn't it be cool? Well, we've done this, so we actually have a custom activity that allows us to do push notifications. So that means as part of a workflow.
So on CRM, you can actually push.
So I can have a workflow that runs that actually pushes a phone notification out.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, so blending all these things together is where it becomes really powerful, because you're starting with building blocks rather than starting from scratch in all the places you're working.
So this sort of talks to, you know, Dynamics CRM. A lot of the partners will say that they can't find enough people to staff their organizations, or they can't find enough talent. And what I'm trying to say to them is, CRM is almost the perfect platform for students coming fresh out of college, because it exposes you to so many different technologies, which then is directly transferable to other platforms, such as the mobile platforms.
I mean, I think you're seeing a distinct shift in CRM from starting with version 3 to 4. You saw a little bit become more broader, general developer specific.
Right.
And CRM 2011 really takes that general framework to another level.
Yeah.
And the types of applications that you can build is a lot broader now. But you're getting things like Link, the Silverlight, and the different common technologies that everybody knows about. And I don't think it's businesses anymore. Every business can go say, we're going to have a 2-year project. Mm. And so you're going to see decisions being made of, can we start with some type of reliable framework that has security, that has all these pieces in it, and that's where that becomes a lot more viable. And we're seeing it applicable for a lot broader set of applications. And it's nice to go build everything from scratch, but not everybody has the budget, the time. Many businesses won't get to market if they don't, you know, if it takes 2 years to get it out there.
So instead, the developers now are freed from all the drudgery of building out these base platforms, which has to be in every part of the system.
But like I said, I don't think it's an all or nothing. You can take the CRM, you can put Azure in front of it for your scale-out process, and you really leverage the best of both pieces there.
So tell me, just lastly, but CRM Online or CRM On-Premise, what I'm seeing from the ISVs now is pretty much all of them are now saying we're going to be building and targeting both platforms.
Yeah, I've been doing a number of these events, and we've been seeing an amazing amount of interest in that online aspect of it. I mean, so for the first time in CRM 2011, we have the ability to deploy code, also custom reports, and really the what you're able to do in online and what you can't do is so small that most people want to try to build for both of those
platforms. So they'll target CRM Online initially, and then that will just guarantee on-premise.
Yeah, by building towards the online reference model, you kind of guarantee that you're going to work in on-premise because you have that same thing there. So it's a nice, smooth transition. We've seen a lot of capability of being able to deploy to both, and that works very well.
Well, David, thanks again for a great day one. We look forward to the next few days, and thanks for talking to me.
One other thing, the training kit. We just released a training kit for all the stuff we've been doing for these events. Chris Alden and myself spent a few days in Redmond. We recorded videos for each of the segments.
Right.
There's also labs that go along with those. They're going to be updated again for the RTM release with all the final content. But maybe you can put a link to that.
We'll link to that. Great. Thanks again.